Let me test the mic. Talking right here. Jerry, do you want to stick
Hello,
your face?
Hello, I'm talking to it right now.
Get a little closer.
Hello, I'm talking.
That's a little much, but okay. Okay. All
right. So if you hear how good we sound right now, don't be disappointed when we don't sound like this in a few minutes.
Yeah. So Charity is a cotton-headed ninny muggins.
No, she's not that.
Oh, thank you for saying that.
Well, you just do so much. It's easy to forget that sometimes things need to be plugged up correctly.
Forget one little thing that makes a big difference. We thought we were recording on our new microphone, and turns out we weren't. But you guys can still at least hear what we say. I personally apologize for the lower sound quality.
That's Charity apologizing.
Oh, I Jerry, apologize.
Oh, they know. Didn't do it because I didn't do none of that technology stuff.
But now you can look forward to when we start season two, us having this beautiful sound quality on this new mic. It's going to be exciting.
So, sorry, we know it'll sound a little different, but you still should be able to hear everything. Our wonderful words of words.
Wisdom. Words.
Oh, wisdom. If you want to call it wisdom, that's fine, but mainly just words of words. So, but we hope you still enjoy it. We hope you still get some encouragement, and yeah.
Talk to you later.
Bless you.
Well, hi.
We made it, guys.
Through a whole season.
A whole season. Yeah, I think some podcasts do seasons, some don't, but we're the ones that do.
Yeah. So you can wait with bated breath for when season two starts. We're going to leave you in anticipation.
Yeah. Of all the
needing
things.
Needing more conversations.
Yeah. About being single.
Yeah.
But we want to have fun today.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought we'd share some embarrassing stories about ourselves so that you two can join in on the laughter and hilarity that is our lives.
The hilarity that is Chair Mayor Charity.
Chair Mayor Charity, right. You didn't even say Jerry in there.
Because I'm not hilarious.
Mayor Charity.
Mayor Charity. That just sounds like Mayor Charity. Like marriage.
Well, look at that.
Look at that. Movie. Whoa. Mind blown.
This is our theme song. I don't know if she had to record it first.
Oh,
okay. Hit it.
Right?
This is our theme song. Well, bless. You're so talented.
Well, who wants to share some fun stories first? Should we just go around the circle?
The one that asks the question gets to go first.
Was that me?
Yeah.
That's Charity.
Okay. Well, one of the stories I was going to share with you guys, there was this guy that I was just starting to hang out with once. Obviously, my name is Charity, and it comes from First
Corinthians.
Really? It is! I know! Again, mind blown. I'm named after 1 Corinthians 13:13, faith, hope, and charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. And in the King James Version,
like,
it says
King
charity.
James version.
And it's more beautiful in that verse, I'm just going to say, in that version.
But some of you may have heard charity as love in that verse, just to give you some context.
Exactly, exactly. So I was just starting to hang out with this guy, and we were having the conversation about my name, and I had mentioned to him that my name came from a Bible verse. And he said, really, what one? I said, faith, hope, and charity, these three, but if you don't have charity, you don't have nothing. And he goes, oh, okay, obviously he wasn't reading the Bible. And I'm watching me going, what just happened?
So I'm a catch, Mr. Man. Me, if you ain't got me, you ain't got nothing.
You ain't got nothing, I'm just telling you right
See,
now.
See, we're not biblical scholars in any walk of our lives.
No.
Whoops.
If you don't have charity, you don't got nothing.
Nothing.
Oh my gosh, that's funny.
Is so awesome.
That
well, this wasn't really, this wasn't me, I guess, starting to date a guy at all. This is just how clueless sometimes I am around guys and in these situations. And a guy just called up. I was in college. I had a roommate at the time, and she was a little more popular than I was. So we got a phone call, and he goes, is Jerry there? And I go, this is she. Can I take a message?
Did he call again?
I didn't quite know what to do.
to getting calls, I guess.
No, you were just so excited.
Which was just sad, but I was like, gotta take a message. I mean, am I that? A conversation?
I'll have a conversation.
Yeah.
That was so awesome. Oh my gosh. This episode's mostly going to be us laughing.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, I can't help it. It's so funny.
You can end this out. I was kind of want you to share the one about how you called everybody lover.
Okay. I don't remember this. Please share.
Was this the phone call? All right. Another wonderful thing that I did in college was I referred to everyone basically as lover, which they weren't, just to clarify.
Right.
It was just a term that I and some of my friends had come up with. So I was in the car with my sister and her phone rang. And somehow someone in the car handed it to me, so I answered it. And they go, hi, this is Sean. And I go, Sean, I don't know a Sean. And she goes, well, you call me lover. And I go, you're going to have to be more specific. It turned out I didn't know who this person was. They really had called the wrong number.
This is my favorite. Yeah.
Needless to say, I don't do that anymore. I realized that was a bad decision in my life.
Oh, it's amazing.
Gosh, this is so amazing. Awesome.
Oh, what else do we got?
What have I got? So I tend to have a problem with hugging men, especially. And also you should know, I have a couple stories to tell you. Because I'm from the South, I'm bad about touching people. Not inappropriately.
Let me specify here.
But just like because we do that a lot in the South.
Touch
like,
on we'll
just
arms.
Reach out. Yeah. The legs. You know, it's just like I don't even really think about it very much, which I should.
And you learned the good.
Yeah, exactly. But so first of all, like one of the things I do, I'm so bad. It's like if there's a situation that is awkward with a man, I'm like, oh, well, let's hug it out. I don't know why I do that. Like, for example, I was visiting mom and dad one time. And so mom and I had gone to this little cafe there in their little hometown. And there was this guy there who was very interested in me at some point. And so he saw me and I saw him. And so I go over to him and I chat with him, whatever. And so I give him this big hug and I come back to the table and I was telling mom, I'm like, I just don't know why he thinks that I'm interested in him. And mom goes, maybe it's because you keep hugging him.
Maybe.
I was like, oh yeah, maybe I should stop doing that. And then I know I'm going there. You're talking about New York subway?
No.
Oh, that's what I want you to tell. Tell that one.
So the three of us went to New York City and had the best time. But so I got a couple subway stories to tell you about just for your enjoyment. So first of all, this is just about me. So we were on the subway and you know how they have the poles that you hang on to when the thing is moving? And so I was just, you know, standing there. We were riding along, you know, on the subway. And all of a sudden, I pressed my cheek up against that pole. And then I realized.
You stayed there for a minute, too.
And then I realized what I had done. I was like. But you should know that I'm a huge germaphobe. It's not against the people in New York. It's just that 8 million hands have touched that pole.
And she put her face
on my face.
And I remember looking at you with your face on the pole thinking, oh, that's weird. And I saw your eyes get really big and I was like, oh, no.
She just realized.
She just hit her. What she just did.
Well, also on the subway, I tend to have good things happen to me on the subway. Now, I will tell you that I don't remember this particular part of the story that they told me that I did later. So I was standing there and something happened. I ended up bumping into this guy who was sitting down. And so I thought that I had turned to him and just said, oh goodness, I'm so sorry about that. I didn't mean to step on you. You know, and so then later, like, we get off the subway and Sherry and Jared are talking to me and they're like, you touched that guy's leg. And I said, I did not. I just said, I'm sorry that, no, you reached down, you patted his knee and said, I'm so sorry that I ran into you. Mm-hmm. And they said his girlfriend was sitting right next to him. She was about to jack my face.
We got Meredith off that subway so fast.
Real quick.
We got her off before anything could happen.
So, you know, if you're on a subway with me or something, I haven't touched your knee. Don't think you think of it. I just do that.
I'm not coming on to you. Just go back to business.
Exactly.
Accept my southernness and go about your business.
No, I want you to tell a story about the red vest.
So, there was this little guy when I was in elementary school who was just in love with me, bless him. I did not like him at all. I was probably during my, well, I can't say that I don't like boys because I had a crush on a guy in kindergarten.
Whoa, that was early.
Whoa. Also, I don't know if you can pick this up. Well, she's talked about it before. She's a shorter person, and I just think little Meredith with her little curly hair. Yeah. Just imagine so the cutest little thing you've ever seen, okay? Uh-huh. Do that. Now go.
So, yeah. It was like fourth grade, I think, and we had dressed up for Halloween. I went as cowgirl, and I was all decked out in my little outfit, you know. Where the red vest comes in, though.
Did I make that up?
Maybe just imagine she had a red vest.
Yeah, maybe I just made
it up. I think I did. I think maybe you've seen a picture with me in the outfit with the red vest. So I do think I had a little red vest with outfit. I mean, you know, it's a little skirt. You know, it was just
cute.
I loved it. Mm-hmm. Well, so there's this little boy that, like I said, just loved me. And so all of a sudden, we're standing in line to like go to library or something, and all of a sudden I see him. And he is dressed as a cowboy.
It's fate.
I was like, oh, no. So he starts making it. Well, he was in the back of the line. So I've been turning around and seeing him. And all of a sudden, he makes his way up to where I am. And kind of puts his hand on his hips and cocks his head to the side. And he looks back at me and goes, well, hello there, little lady.
How did you not fall for him?
Yeah. So,
Meredith Darcy breaking heart since what, 1990 something?
Yeah,
something
90 something. Exactly. Oh, it's so good. But you know, but I was just thinking about how fun it is when you're little, though, and like those little interactions that you have with boys or whatever. Because mm-hmm. the guy that I was in love with when I was in kindergarten, he used to call me Chicken Legs.
Okay, I've never heard it.
You've told me this, yeah.
And I loved it. I loved when he was like, calling me Chicken Legs. Right? Yeah, because it's like, he sees me.
he sees
my legs. He calls me Chicken Legs. That's his little nickname for me.
Oh my gosh, did you call him like Chicken Wing or something?
No, I didn't call him anything. I think I probably just smiled him or something. You didn't say that to me.
I loved it.
So sweet. But he was kind of Mr. He had lots of girlfriends in kindergarten. Oh,
he's one of those guys.
He was one of those,
you
know.
Did he call other people
like
chicken
legs? Like
I'm
off to a flying. No, I was only.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure.
There you go.
So I feel pretty good about that.
Oh my gosh.
That is amazing.
Chicken legs.
Oh. One of the other lovely stories that I was going to share with my, you know, suaveness with the men. There was a guy I was, again, kind of starting to see, and at this point in my life, I had not been kissed yet, and he was riding in my car. I was dropping him off somewhere, and he leaned over and kissed me, and I remember he pulled back, and I went, well, that was my first kiss. I said it.
So sweet.
I just said it.
You did that.
Then he left. I was like, oh, why did that go out of my
mouth? I never knew that.
I don't think I knew that either.
Talk about awkward. Yeah. But, you know, first kisses are just going to be awkward, but still.
That's so funny.
I helped add to the awkwardness. Well, that's definitely my first kiss.
That's awesome.
I love it. I know.
What else do we have?
Well, we've also had some people say some fun things to us mm-hmm. that we were going to share about. Did you have another story, Meredith?
Well, it's just kind of fun, you know, little things that people are trying to be sweet, you know.
They're trying real hard. It comes from a good place.
Yeah. So, my parents go to a church where they have such great friends. I mean, they really do. Like, all these people are just wonderful. But I was with them not too long ago in a church service, and one of their couple friends sat next to us. So, I actually sat next to the gentleman on the end. And he told my mom later, he goes, you know, I was just looking at Meredith in the church service, just thinking, oh, she's so pretty. You know, and I was like, you know, God, she really needs a man that she can serve.
Y'all can't see her face right now, but just imagine.
I wish you could.
Just the detest that is on my face right now. And I told Mom, I said, oh my, yes, Mom, that is what I need.
Living to serve a man.
That is still relevant in this new century.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate it.
Or millennia.
He's looking out for you.
Oh, I know. I can't wait to see who he comes up with for me.
I had a gentleman at my church who, for the longest time, was trying to find me a man because he thought I needed to be with somebody.
He gave up now?
He hasn't bothered me about it in a while.
And it's starting to hurt your feelings.
Uh-huh. Yeah, where'd that go? No, but he was in the choir with me, and there was this one guy who was playing instruments, so this gentleman in the choir was on my right side, and I was on the end of the risers, and so the band was, like, right next to me on my left. And this dude, he's super sweet. I don't know him very well, but he was really young, right? Like, I'm in my mid-30s. He's in his early 20s. And this dude's like, oh, you should date that guy. And I was like, he's young. He goes, no, you should. He leans over me, goes, hey, and calls him by name. He goes, how old are you? And the dude tells him, and the dude reaches over and tells me, and his dude's face went beet red. My face went beet red. Like, how do you get out of those situations? I'm like, I just kind of waved. I was like,
how old was he?
I can't remember. Like 24 or 25. I mean, he was young. And I was like, see, I told you he was young. Just stop embarrassing me. Stop it.
Yeah, that's usually a parent that would do that. That's pretty bold that the guy in your church did that.
Yeah.
That's
awesome.
Well, I'm convinced that if I could flirt as well with men that I meet in everyday life, if I could flirt as well with men in my everyday life that are available, that like I flirt with men who are my waiters at restaurants.
yeah, that was quite interesting.
I'm so good at that.
She really is.
I can turn on the charm like nobody's business, just laugh, fun, effervescent, if you will.
Yes. Very nearly holding hands with him during the meal.
Meredith and I both saw that happen. Just going, this. I mean, everything carefree.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I don't have that same skill. Like when I actually meet a guy and I go, oh no, you're actually someone I'm interested in. Don't look at me in the face.
Exactly.
Don't talk to me. But I need to transfer that skill into my everyday life.
Obviously you got it.
Oh.
You're just applying it in the wrong situations.
Exactly. for a person that I don't even know their name.
I know.
Or maybe it could be somebody that you could be interested in who's your waiter.
I mean, that's super cute.
I don't think if he was my waiter, if I was interested in him, I don't think I'd be as carefree.
Oh, I gotcha. Mm-hmm.
I think he's just a guy that I see and I'm like, oh, you're a person in the world.
And you're silly. We're having fun.
Let's just have fun. Let's just flirt a little bit. But I don't take that into just my everyday life of going,
I gotcha.
Here's a person that could.
I think you're cute.
Yeah.
Ergo.
Uh-huh.
I could flirt with you, but I'm not going to.
Yeah, because I'm still apparently junior high. In my mind.
Yeah.
So, and not to say that, I mean, God's bigger than my lack of ability to flirt.
This is true. I want to share a little story with you. And this is from a friend of mine. I won't mention any names. I don't think they'd mind if I share it all. But he had been on set with this girl several times and they were good friends and he really liked her. And he said he had done everything imaginable to flirt with her and she just was not getting it. He goes, Charity, I literally reverted to coming up and pulling her pigtail. He goes, I thought, I'm going to go back to the elementary school days and see if she gets the signals that way. And she didn't even get it that way. But guess what? They're married now and have two of the cutest little kids ever. She eventually came around. But I love that he literally reverted as a 30-something old man to pulling her pigtail in order to get her attention.
But you know what I love? Like, we have talked about men pursuing women.
And he did it.
Like, that is pursuit right
there. Yeah, that is. And it's so sweet.
I really, really do love that.
Yeah, some guy come pull on my pigtail.
Yeah.
You got to wear them.
That's true. Okay. All right.
Start wearing pigtails.
Got it.
And we'll print you up a t-shirt that says, pull my pigtails.
That's going to be our first thing in the merch store. Pull my pigtail. Pull my pigtail. My dad always, I probably should have used the term ponytail. I think he pulled her ponytail. But pigtails growing up, my mom would always put my hair in pigtails. My dad always called them kissing handles. Because you'd go up and grab one either hand and kiss me on the forehead. I thought it was a cute little thing.
So sweet.
Well, I had another friend who, a female friend who has no problem flirting with the boys. She's smooth. The men seem to like her a lot. And she was.
Is this story about me?
Yeah, it is.
You saw through it.
How did you know? But she was working for this event, and she was driving people places in these nice new, brand new cars. And there was one gentleman she'd picked up, and she said they had a great conversation the whole way back to his hotel where she was dropping him off. And when they got there, she pulled up. She said he leaned in, like, back behind the driver's side, and she went in for a hug and realized he was just reaching back to grab his suitcase from behind the driver's seat. And she said he looked at her like, what are you doing? And she was like, oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me.
I know. That's love to hug people.
We love to hug.
We think, oh, this is an awkward moment. What can make it even better? More
let's awkward. Just hug. Let's hug it out.
That's fine.
It's what we do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know. And hugs can get awkward too. Like, are you guys fans of the side hug or do you do front hug? What do y'all
do? I'm always front hug, I don't really mean. No, a lot of times I don't mean to. I'm like, what?
I've realized with some men, it's just a sisterly hug, but when you go in for it, you're oh no, I can tell they'd rather prefer a side hug, but I'm already in there.
I'm a side hugger with guys, especially, like, if they're married or if I don't know them well, obviously, like, I'll kind of just do the side hug of, let's just keep this buddy-buddy. I don't know if that makes it more awkward, especially when they go in for a full hug. Or
that's it.
I have been called out a couple of times. Like, someone, I'll go in to give a side hug, and they're like, really? That's what you're doing? And I was like, okay.
But, like, a lot of times once I'm already committed to it. And I try to ease the pressure by whispering in their ear. And
what?
That makes it better.
I was like, she was serious.
Whispering in their ear.
Meredith is blind than I thought.
Thanks for doing this with me.
Thanks, buddy. This feels nice.
This is so much better.
I gotta switch it up every now and then.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's really good. It's really good.
So I have a fun little thing, and I haven't encountered this like a whole lot, but there have been a couple of episodes. Let me just tell you the story. So we've talked about the fact that I am short. And so there was one time I went to this, was some kind of country music. It was like during Fanfare Week or CMA Fest or whatever. And so I went to see, I think it was Alan Jackson with a friend of mine at some little bar or something or another. And so I'm so short. Like, if I'm in a room where it's flat ground, I'm not going to be able to see anything at a concert. I just don't see anything. I just see people's backs. And so there was this crazy tall man next to me. He was a super tall, skinny guy. And I kept looking up, and I'm like, golly, how tall are you? Because it was just like he was towering over me. And so at some point, he turned his head and looked down at me and goes,
all the way down.
Well, hello there. And I was like, hi. He goes, would you like to get on my shoulder?
What?
And I said, no thanks.
You should have said yes.
Well, hello there. I don't think I've ever heard that story.
That's so good.
Yes. I'm just like,
so good.
Thank you for that. You're an offer, kind sir. I appreciate that. No.
But no.
Why are we single, guys?
Oh, man.
We just got skills.
Yeah,
we
well,
do.
here's a story where I thought that same question. Because I just told these girls about this today, but I had gone to get my tag renewed. And there was the sweetest older lady in front of me who we started talking. She had a really fascinating life. Like, she traveled all around the world and was just, you know, so spunky. And I just loved her. We just hit it off so well. And so we got up to the front of the line. She, of course, went to the next available person there. And I turned around and there was like this gorgeous guy that was in line behind me. And I was like, wonder why I'm still single. I talked to the, I just carry on with the old lady in front of me. Meanwhile, Mr. Good Looking back here, I'll give him the time of day. and when I left, I thought, oh, that could have been like a Hallmark movie if I'd turned around and seen him.
I've been your beat cute.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. But I bet he found it so endearing that you were just living your life, not even worried about men, you know?
Oh, yeah. Men love that. We don't pay any attention to them.
I believe it's called Hard to Get.
Yeah, they that's love what it is.
I guess.
Yeah.
Any more stories?
I can't. There are more stories.
Yeah, but we've lived a life. You know, we can't remember them all.
I'm sure some more will come up in future episodes.
We gotta save some material for later.
Yeah.
We just wanted to end this season on just kind of a happy note of, even though we're single, we still enjoy our lives. We still have fun. We still, you know, like to laugh.
We can laugh at our awkwardness.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's other people's awkwardness. Yeah, sometimes laugh it's at not ours.
It's true. We'll totally laugh at someone else's awkwardness.
We just get to experience it.
Yeah, exactly. Those are the best.
Yes.
But we want to thank you all so much for joining us this season.
Yes.
We hope that you felt encouraged and that you've enjoyed being in on this conversation with us. And we're really looking forward to a new season at the start of the new year.
Yes. Yeah.
And as soon as we get that date that season two starts, we will let you guys know on the social medias.
We'll have a social media blitz.
Yeah, we will. Yeah. You'll hear from us for sure.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
You're going to try to get away, but we won't let you.
Nope. You're stuck. Nope. But we want to wish you guys Happy Thanksgiving, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. We love you guys, and thank you for joining us for all of this.
Yeah, I was just saying yes. I just
agree
with
you. I was giving you your cue.
Oh, amen and God bless.
There you go. That's the one.
Hey guys, we want you to be a part of the conversation. So like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram. Facebook is Blessing on This Podcast. Instagram is BS_podcast. And don't forget to, what is it? Give
rate
a review.
Rate
and review us. If you want to and feel so compelled, give us 5 stars.
We don't mind that.
Yeah. Do you rate people on the Google Play? Okay. Well, if you see a place to put stars, you can give us as many as you want.
There you go.
Amen and God bless.
Amen, God bless.